The National Cotton Council is starting off the new year with a focus on regulatory issues that will impact not only our U.S. cotton farmers, but agriculture as a whole. Reese Langley, Vice President of Washington Operations for the National Cotton Council, joins us with more details.
National Cotton Council has been doing a lot of work in recent weeks on two key regulatory issues. One of those is making sure that we can maintain the availability for growers to utilize dicamba in over-the-top applications for the 2022 growing season. EPA has indicated late in December that they do not intend to make any label changes for this crop year. However, the dicamba label continues to be the subject of legal challenges in multiple court jurisdictions. And so that's something we're tracking very closely and determining how we and others in agriculture can engage in those legal challenges to try to make sure we can defend and maintain dicamba for this growing season. Secondly, is there's a lot of work being done on the Waters of the U.S. regulation and the efforts by this administration to rewrite the water regulation that had been put in place by the Trump administration. And so there are a number of stakeholders listening sessions that are taking place at this time. NCC and others across the ag spectrum are participating in those. And last week, NCC Vice Chairman Ted Snyder was one of the participants in one of these WOTUS roundtables that took place. And so we'll continue our efforts to try to make sure that whenever we see a final water regulation put forward by this administration, it's something that agriculture can live with and something that we'll be able to work within the constructs of what that regulation looks like.